The 2008 Paralympic Games wind up in Beijing this week. As with the Olympics, these games have been a big success for China. The host country is the undisputed leader in both gold medals and in the overall medal standings. Among the participants are 20 war-weary Iraqi athletes. None of them were wounded in the current conflict with Iraq, but many of them have felt the war's effects close to home, as we hear from the world's Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.
This is a party for Iraq's Paralympic athletes at the country's embassy in Beijing. So far, the Iraqis have won silver and bronze medals in men's powerlifting. A female powerlifter also had a strong showing. She's one of two Iraqi women athletes here who are the first to join an Iraqi Paralympics team. Vikra Salim lost both her legs in a car accident when she was 3, living near Mosul. She's now 27. She started powerlifting as an adult, and she says, while there are a lot of challenges to doing that in a Muslim Arab society, her own disability being just one of them, she was determined to succeed. And here in Beijing, she came in a respectable 5th in her category. But for many athletes here, a shadow hangs over the celebration. Many are war wounded, not from the current war, but in other conflicts, like the Iran-Iraq War of the 1980s or the 91 Gulf War. This war has also cost some of them dearly. Salim lost her older brother, killed by militia. The silver medalist in powerlifting, 19-year-old Rasul Mohsin, lost a brother to a car bomb and a close friend to an American sniper. A translator explains what happened.
There was a military action in Al-Sadr city, so the Americans surrounded it for a long time. He went out from his house to buy something with his friend. While he was walking with his friend, Americans' troop killed his friend in front of his eyes. They shot him in the head directly, his friend, his close friend. And by the way, they are not armed.
Mohsin shudders as he mentally relives the moment. The translator is Nawfal Rashid, the Iraqi Paralympic team's head of mission. He says that specific incident caused the Paralympic team to move its training camp outside of Iraq for the safety of the athletes. But even before that, he says, there were challenges. The windows of the Paralympics training center got blown out 3 times by explosions, and the team lost 4 coaches and referees.
They killed a basketball coach in front of his front door in the early morning. They killed him because he was sitting outside his home. Some of our referee dead because of explosion.
Rashid says he was no fan of Saddam, but he's no fan of the American presence in Iraq either.
Because Iraqi really have so many difficulties and problems with American troops.
I think a lot of Americans think that the U.S. troops are there to help Iraqis.
This is big mistake. It is not true, because you occupy another land. Why? For our secure? Nobody asks this. Occupation is no good. I think American troops must leave our land with peace. It is better for them. It is better for us.
Rashid and others on the Iraqi team say they have no hard feelings against ordinary Americans, and in fact, they enjoyed meeting some members of the American team and getting their photos taken together. I ask whether they met the U.S. Paralympic swimmer Melissa Stockwell, who served in the U.S. Army and lost her leg to a roadside bomb in Iraq. They haven't, they say, but if they did, well, they wouldn't judge. She's a sportswoman now, they say, and sports can bring people together in a way the real world sometimes can't. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.